32 days of the NFL draft. As we count it down, we're all the way down to the Houston Texans. Houston Texans on the clock today. As we take a look at what the Texans might do coming up in this year's draft. And the Texans, you know, really the big debate, and I've heard the rumors come out recently, is that the Texans want another running back. And I look at this pick with the 20th pick, and I analyze the roster, and I just keep asking myself, why? Why do they want a running back so early? Now, granted, these are all rumors and could definitely be smokescreens. But when you look at what the Texans have, especially in the defensive backfield, you have to ask why they would even consider a running back over a safety or a corner. You lose Dante Robinson, who's an underrated corner. He goes to Atlanta, signs a huge deal with them. So you already have a need at corner. You look at their safeties, and it's guys you'd never heard of. There's going to be both safeties and corners available when the Texans pick with the 20th pick. So how can they legitimately think about selecting a running back when their defensive backfield is putrid in a division where you have to face the Colts twice a year? Which is why I think that the Texans do go with a defensive back. I think all this talk of Ryan Matthews, Javid Best, it just does not make sense when you have such glaring needs in the defensive backfield. And if Earl Thomas, who played at Texas right down the road from Houston, is on the board, how on earth do the Texans pass on Earl Thomas? He immediately upgrades their safety position. Oh, Earl Thomas might be gone? Well, then you still have safeties Taylor Mays and Nate Allen, or you go with a corner. I have no problem with Kyle Wilson here at a Boise State or a Kareem Jackson or a Devin McCourty. But you can't just sit there and say, oh, well, we're just going to take a running back. Defensive backfield, that's nothing. Nothing? Nothing? You're facing the Colts twice a year. You have aspirations of not only making the playoffs, but making a run in the playoffs. You do already have an explosive offense, and you're just going ho-hum on your defensive backfield? I think the Texans should go defensive back in rounds one and two. Whether it's a safety in the first round and a corner in the second round, or a corner in the first round and a safety in the second round. Then you address running back in round three. Ben Tate, Joe McKnight, one of those guys. They fit that zone type of offense, good vision with both of them, finding the holes, hitting the holes. And they'd still platoon with Steve Slayton, who, oh, by the way, had over 1,000 yards in his rookie year and was injured last year. You know, the Texans have some other areas. I mean, you know, I think they could go with a defensive tackle. You know, offensive guard is also a possibility. They re-signed Kevin Walter. They still have Jacoby Jones. They don't really have a need at wide receiver. So defensive back is the area of need for the Houston Texans, and I think in the first and second round they address those areas, then go after a tackle, defensive tackle, offensive guard, or a running back in rounds 3 through 5. All right, that's going to do it for the Texans. We will move on tomorrow. We take a look at division rival for the Buccaneers, the Atlanta Falcons, as we inch closer to the NFL draft, 32 days of the NFL draft. We're breaking it all down for you right here at JoeBucksFan.com.